I thought every one of the boys today, even the lads who came on, were tremendous. It's similar game to last week in the fact that I thought we bossed the first half, we got a two-goal lead, and you could sense at half-time it was slightly different today. I think there's a little bit of frustration with the boys come out. They don't think they've done themselves justice the other evening at Droylsden, and you know, we've talked all week about being brave and keeping the ball, and the reason we've gone on and won the game and got another goal second half is because we've trusted each other. We've kept the ball, we've kept it moving, kept switching play, and you know, thoroughly convincing win in the end, and I thought well deserved, and it's nice to get a clean sheet.
It was noticeable in the last sort of 10 minutes how hard the players were working and how high they were pressing the ball, something that Kevin O'Connor said they perhaps didn't do so well against Guiseley.
Yeah, what we've said is that we feel that at the level of football, if you press as a team and you all go at the same time, then it's difficult for teams to get out. And we kept winning numerous ball quite high up the pitch. And I think, if anything, we were going to get more goals in the last sort of 10 minutes. I thought we looked very threatening every time we broke forward. So that's pleasing. But it's nice to get the 3 points. But that's all we've got, and you know, we'll focus on the next game.
You mentioned the clean sheet there, and it was Lee Ayres today at centre-half. You're a former centre-half yourself. He kept the league's top goal scorer, Damien Reeves, quiet for the whole game, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke today. I felt that their two wide players, James Laurie and Nicky Clee, and their two forwards, Damien Reeves and Twiss, they're very, very potent, the four of them. So it was going to be a tough afternoon for the two centre-halves and full-backs. But they dealt with them incredibly well and really snuffed them out. And they never really had an opportunity. And led by Lee Ayres, I think he looks so... He's very, very composed. He always looks comfortable on the ball. He'll come and win his headers. Not the quickest in the world, but you don't need to be when you read the game as well as he does. And he was solid today, and a super performance by Ayrsy.
And further forward, a goal in each half from Tom Thorley. Do you think that's his best game of the season so far?
Yeah, you know, Tom, I could see a little bit of frustration in Tom because he knows that he's trying so hard and he wasn't quite getting to the levels that he knows he's capable of. We've tried a new little role for him, sort of playing on that left flank and just tucked in. And it's great to see him get a couple of goals. And you know, I thought he was superb out there as well.
And you've kept the record at home going. You've only lost once at home all season. I think you've been saying for a couple of years now you wanted to make St George's Lane more of a fortress. That seems to be happening now.
Yeah, still early doors, but you know, we're overjoyed where we are in the table. We're overjoyed with our points tally. All we need to do now is we need to keep believing in ourselves at home, because we do look a good side here, and you know, the better sides, and I think Altrincham are classed as one of those better sides. And the Guiseleys, when they come here, they're having a tough afternoon, and that's great. And what we need to do now is take on board the game plan into the away games, of trying to be a little bit more resilient and difficult to break down, because we've certainly got the fluidity and the goal power to score goals. It's just keeping that back door shut and not giving ourselves a mountain to climb too early in the games.
And you show today that you can win without Mike Simmons up front.
Yeah, Simo's a very, very good player, and he is a big player for us. But, and you know, we have to play a little bit differently. And as you know, we need to be patient. If there's nothing on, we have to keep it and be patient. Go out the other way, and if there's nothing on, keep it and keep the ball moving. But it has. There's no benefit in smashing the ball 60 or 70 yards into a 5'10" forwards. So we've got to work quality and get it into their feet, and then their movement will hopefully cause teams problems. But yeah, we play a slightly different way, but we've just talked in the changing room there. Why do we have to smash it up to Simo? Because when he is playing, he's got a great touch. So get into feet, give it to him and trust each other. And yeah, I thought it was a pleasure to watch at times today.